perspective. We got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills. All right. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills. All right. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills. Tonight.
Hello and welcome to episode 192 of Geek Grills. Top of the show, first thing, I would like to mention that this podcast is now, well, as of tomorrow, according to our URL registration, 5 years old. I am a bit taken aback and blown away by that. And yeah, woo, holy crap. So many don't last this long, as we all know. And we've been through we've been through a handful of hosts. I'm the only original here right this minute, but Linda's been with us for a long time now, and now Ray has been with us for a long time, and it seems to keep settling into three, which is a comfortable space for us. I want to thank Lunescence, one of our original hosts, and The Jen, who could not make it tonight. She was going to try to make it, given it's our anniversary, but she got stuck at work. But she wanted to give a shout out, and she wants us to know that she is so proud to see that this has gone on for 5 amazing years. So yeah, that's that. And thank all our guests and our co-hosts. We've had like stand-ins. Jackie Hearn has stood in for us, and we've had some really terrific guests over the years from several different networks that were really inspiring and encouraging to me that like I could do this. It's been literally life-changing for me. It gave me the confidence and courage to jump into more creative pursuits. Like politics had literally taken over my life. I didn't have any other identity. I felt like the only time people spoke to me was to ask me some political thing. I was like, you know, I am other things, right? And Geek Girls really let me dive into just the things I love and share that with other people and find more people like you guys that have these common interests and discuss them and put it out in the world. And it's literally life-changing. I had lost myself. It happens when you're a mom. You kind of don't get to be yourself. You are just the mom. And it's my social life being mostly online for so many years, like, this is a rich source of love and regaining my own personality again. So, and of course, thank you as always to our patrons. We are primarily still supported by our patrons. You can find our site at patreon.com/grills. We're happy to offer extras, give you little game codes when you sign up, keychains, stuff we make.
I don't know if you can see it in camera view. No, it's the wrong button. No, they're just out of frame. But like right over there, just out of frame, are the little Among Us guys, which are for our patrons, who I think it was $5 tier. If they wanted one, whatever the swag tier was, if you wanted one of those, we can send you one of those.
Yeah. we're really crafty.
There they are. We're adjusting the screen really quickly.
Yeah, I just wanted to show the crew members or whatever they are. So yeah. Anyway, if you're enjoying the show, please consider pitching in to keep us going. Along with that URL renewal. I just dropped a bunch of money, but you know, worth it. So I'm September, also known as 9 of 12, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Linda.
Hello there.
And Ray.
Hi.
Today's topic, we're going to talk about how reopening all the things is happening. We have a lot of different pros and cons that we'll discuss from our own point of view and experience going forward. We're still in a pandemic. So, what have you, Grills, been up to this geeky week?
Shall I go first, I suppose?
Yeah. I mean, if you want, I can go first.
Okay. I did.
You're
I'm
on
first,
it.
I'm first on the list. So
we have notes. I have been, believe it or not, people.
We have notes. I have been making pockets because I was inspired. I posted up on my Facebook. There's a lady that I watch called Bernadette Banner, and she made a YouTube video about the injustice of the size of women's pockets in nowadays. So I looked at a pattern that she made a little while ago of, I think it's an 18th century women's tie-on pocket, and I have made myself several. I have them here. So first I have my dark garden pocket with the tie-on. They all have names. I've named them all. I have my purple paws. Purple paw prints pocket.
Aww.
I have my brown hedgehog pocket. There's little tiny hedgehogs and little mushrooms and things in the wow. pattern. I've got my... This was the very first one I made, so it's a tiny bit smaller than the other ones before I got the pattern quite right. Like, super... It's my star-spangled pocket. Blue with stars. And my my dual... This is two pockets in one utility pockets, which I made. I had a pair of scrub pants that wore out, and I was able to cut the legs of them off, and the legs of them had extra pockets in them. So I took the leg fabric with the pockets on them and made more pockets inside.
Ooh, it's pocketception.
Pocketception.
Excellent. I like the size, too. Like...
Yeah, they're really, really good size. And these are likely to become what my husband affectionately called a yeet pocket, which is I can put packets in it and bring it to LARP and just have a whole bunch of packets down in there. So yep. They have now been christened the yeet pockets by my husband.
Yeah, looking at them, it's about the same size as that the hip pocket bag that I use that I do keep like a bunch of my LARP stuff in that goes around my waist and my leg.
And yeah, that seems really Ren handy. I know yes. None of my Ren dresses have pockets.
Well, that's what they're for, is to wear with dresses. They were made to wear with either skirts that had slits cut in them so you could access them from underneath your skirt, because otherwise if you wore them on the outside you'd fall prey to a pickpocket. Which yeah. Makes way more sense to when people talk about having pockets cut off. This is what they're talking about, is the tie-on pockets. But the ladies would wear them under their skirts, or they would have what are called apron front skirts, which have a tie that you tie around the front and then a tie that you tie around the back, and it leaves that slit there so you could get your hands in and get to your pockets. That's fascinating stuff. If you have time, I do recommend Bernadette Banner's little pocket spiel. I think it's only about 20 minutes. But I have pockets in Potentia, which I'm going to be making next. So one is going to be out of this cherry fabric with a red back.
Oh my gosh, I have a dress with that fabric.
And then my husband actually picked this up and put it in my hand when we were at the store. It's Hufflepuff fabric.
Ah, yes.
Like, I didn't even see it. And also, I'm just going through the remnant basket at the Joann's because it was 75% off of the original price. And I was just like, oh, look, all these remnants.
I was going to say, my mother recently gifted me, when I last saw her, with a ton of leftover fabric. So whenever I could do a drive-by and leave it on your porch if you need more fabric.
I'll make all the pockets. I'm seriously considering selling these on my website store.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some cream and it's got like blue flowers on it. That I'm going to make one out of. I have so many plans. It's green. It's hard to tell on my camera, but it's actually this, it's got a green Green on
green on cream.
Green on cream. There we go. And then this one, which was used to be an old sheet, that's going to have a blue back. I'm super excited. I am still working on commissions slowly. I know I have that ADHD thing where I'm like, I'm going to super focus on this. And I super focused on pockets this weekend.
And the chair.
And the chair. I did manage to get some of the chair done. And a lot more than I thought I was going to. I guess I had kind of like built it up in my head of like, okay, I have to do all this stuff and it's just going to take forever and blah, 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 blah. And the chair has the cushions back on it now when I'm working on the sides, and it wasn't nearly as intimidating as I thought it was going to be. But, we can post a picture of that somewhere. It looks very nice. It's all green and it's got like a warm cream accent colors. And then it's lab week at work, which means that we get swag and food. Woo! All week. And we get to do drawings for like gift cards. So I'm going to get free lunches all week. And I've already gotten the first thing, which is this long sleeve, like athletic kind of shirt. It's the, you know, the ones that are like the tie neck with the zipper, you know, the ones.
Yeah.
And it's got our little logo on it. So I like it.
Yeah.
That's me.
There's the chair.
There's the chair.
All right. I guess that puts me up. I had a successful hair dye venture, mostly. Yes. Mostly? Yeah. Okay. Right. I had a terrible terrible bleach experience because I did not have enough bleach because I bought one box. And my hair is apparently at the stage where it needs two boxes. It's fine. I got most of the front and top done. So the important bits were bleached. And then I had the bright red, a bright raspberry red for the that went on the clearly bleached stuff, and I had enough leftover like dark wine-ish magenta that I just kind of threw over every other place. So it actually like complements really well. Like overall, yeah, it all looked like it's mostly one shade, which I was not expecting. So yay!
I feel like I should link you. There's a YouTuber, Australian YouTuber that I watch who dyed her hair with 16 different types of box, like, and
yes,
and it was all different colors of pink. I feel like you should, just link that to you.
I would like to see that. Like, I've rewatched Brad Mondo's, like, if you're gonna use box dye in bleach, do this. Like, I rewatched it like 5 times just to make sure I wasn't gonna totally destroy my hair. So my entire weekend ended up being consumed by the hair thing, though. Like, bleach was Saturday, and I'm like, well, I might as well just like do it on Sunday morning, because I can't, it'd be stupid to clean the bathroom and then do my hair. So obviously I need to finish dyeing my hair and then I can clean the bathroom. Which the sink doesn't look like I murdered somebody in it now. It just looks like there was like a cotton candy explosion, which is fine. If you're gonna dye your, if you know you're gonna move out of someplace and you want to dye your hair, give yourself a few months so you can get all that dye up off the porcelain or whatever. We're not actually planning on moving. It's just like something I was thinking of. About my only other thing is, I have 2 new anime series. One has been out for a while. It's called Ascendance of a Bookworm, which, it's super, super sweet and cute and has good feels. Basically, it's a girl who dies and gets reincarnated, but has all of her memories. Like, she died as, like, an adult woman from our world, gets reincarnated in the body of this, like, little sickly 5-year-old girl, but still, like, knows everything she used to know. And she used to be a librarian, and this is, like, pre-printing press medieval town that she's in, so she is freaking out because there are no books. And like the first thing she does is she makes a hair stick so she can pull back her hair, and then makes shampoo so she can clean her hair. I'm like, she has priorities. Also, I really like it because her body is, she's a very sickly girl, and she's not used to that. Like, she was never a sickly person in her pre, so it's kind of like at the same time, I'm like I'm getting older, and like I can't do half the stuff I used to. And it, like I was a sickly kid, so it kind of reminded me of that again. And I'm like, yeah, or actually, like anybody who has like a chronic condition, it's like, oh man, because she has like there are episodes where like, what do you mean? I can't just do these things. I used to be able to do these things. I'm like, it's just very good. I do recommend.
Is it just me, or is it just me, or are there a lot of re like, is that the new trend in anime, is the reincarnation?
Yeah, the isekai, it's the other
Isekai.
world. Yeah, the other world thing. It was, to be fair, it was a popular trope in the 90s where it was mostly dominated by women creators. And with Sword Art Online, when that came out, it just kind of kicked it off, and like everybody's like, well, we'll just make all of these. And now it's kind of a more male dominated, but it feels like it's kind of being pulled back. Because like Fushigi Yugi, Escaflowne, those are early, and Inuyasha, those are early isekai. So those are early versions of that and very popular. Your classic anime moments from the 90s. And then the newest one that Scott found is Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro. It's literally, it's only on episode 2. It's one of the new series that started. It probably won't be for everybody, but it's basically, it's a high school story about this girl who just wants to like just annoy. Annoyance is her love language. I might understand that. So she's just annoying the heck out of her senpai, and plus he's such a wooby. He's just like one of those guys who's just like, "I'm sensitive. Why are you picking on me? I'm an artist." And she is just needling him. And he finally like sees her out on the town, and he's like, "Oh, she's gonna give so much crap to these people," and she does, but not the way she gives him crap, not in the playful needling way, just in the immediate like, "Shut you down. I'm not dealing with you" way. And he's like, why is she do? Oh, so it's just very cute. Like I said, it's only on episode 2. I don't know. I'm hoping it's gonna go keep going well. The manga series seems like it's pretty interesting, but it might not be everybody's bag. So I am pretty front up about that. But it is cute. What about you, Ember?
Well, I want to ask if you guys watched The Way of the House Husband?
We did. I actually did binge all of that.
Oh, I did not, but I did watch So I'm a Spider, So What? I watched that
Super good.
Finding animes for other people is like the best way.
anime. I want to make a little Spider main character now in crochet. But but
Goodness,
I was
I gotta get
correct.
spidering.
I was correct about that anime and the live action being the same. Like the one that I had seen, like and I was like, oh, that, yes, I was correct.
Right on. Well, let me see. I got my second Moderna shot on Saturday, and I was much luckier than Linda. My husband
Hey.
had, like, he was achy, felt like he was coming down with something on Sunday most of the day, and then it kind of cleared out. He didn't get to like full man cold, which is how a friend of his from work described, like, she had a fever and all this stuff, and she's like, now I know what a man cold feels like. Okay, all I got was a little soreness at the injection site, actually less than I did with the first one. I still have a small hot spot, and as a matter of fact, weirdly, my hands, my arthropathy stuff is better than it has been since I don't know when. Like, I think the weird, unexpected, being autoimmune and being so scared to get it because my immune system might go haywire, and it still might when it's done processing. the vaccine. But in, like, in the meantime, it kind of pulled away from my normal flare-up situation. Like, I can. My husband was laughing because we love Cells at Work. Speaking of animes, and it was like, imagine some of these brand new T cells. Like, this is what we're here for. This is what we're made for. Like, rushing and, like, you know, diving in, going after the COVID and leaving my joints the hell alone. So there's that. My husband, he 3D printed a couple things this week. He hadn't been doing it in for a while, and I was kind of like, can you make me something? And I keep running out of clips, you know, like bag clips in the kitchen. And I use them a lot. I use them for frozen food. I use them for chips, snacks, like any number of things. Rolls that I buy in a package doesn't close well, you know, whatever. So he 3D printed me like five little bag clips. And I was like, yay. And then I guess it put him on a roll because he made this. I got him glow in the dark filament a little while ago, and he found this STI, I don't know, I forget whatever the file is. I'm pretty sure he got it on Thingiverse. He finds a lot of things there, and it's a planter that looks like the ghosts from Pac-Man, and it glows in the dark.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty great. I'm not sure what we're gonna plant in it yet. We still haven't gotten all the spring slash summer paintings across the mantle, but we now have four. This will be the fourth out of, we have space for five. I did a painting of daisies,
Oh,
and
that's
I'm not
awesome.
real happy. It doesn't look, I don't know. I mean, I watched a tutorial. I kind of use it as a guide, but there's just like techniques I just don't have down. It's like, well, it looks like an impressionist version of, like, as if I were doing it stylistically. It's not what I was trying to do, but it's passable. It's okay looking. I made cabbage rolls for the first time. Can confirm the freezing the cabbage method is much easier and works fantastically well compared to that pain in the ass boiling a whole head of cabbage and taking it apart bit by bit. That has kept me from bothering to do this since I was young and helping my grandmother. I was not doing it. So thank you, Julia, Jock and Julia, for your ancient cooking show. And why has it been decades and no one told me this trick? So they turned out really good. I'd never done it before. I looked up a recipe as a guide, because that one didn't get passed down somehow through the family. And I liked them, and my son that would try them liked them, and then I went outside and the dog ate the rest.
Oh,
Shithead. Oh my
well.
God. I was really looking forward. I did this like Friday night knowing I was getting my shot on Saturday, and like I didn't want to eat nuggets and pizza. The boys are happy with that, not me so much, and I didn't have my leftovers, and I was mad, very mad at the dog. And the other thing is, I think we're gonna raid after the show. I'll give everyone a heads up, and anybody who might be here and want to head out and check him out in the meantime or whatever. But Samuel Tucker Young is a music streamer I really like. Now, once upon a time, he was a game streamer, and it never really got any traction. And he's on Twitch, Samuel Tucker Young. And I found him through Mike TV, friend of show, does our theme song. And I found him doing music. I only realized the other night, because right now, today is his 33rd birthday, and he's doing a 33-hour stream
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
that he started yesterday. Yeah. It's no longer against terms of service to sleep on camera, by the way, on Twitch. So, like, I woke up this morning, it was like 7, and I just opened his stream to see, and he's there. He had an air mattress. He did take a nap. But he's gaming, and his family's been over, and he has a new album coming out, and he released a single yesterday. I believe he's releasing another single today. His music is really good, and his stream is just fucking hilarious. Like, you never know what's gonna happen. He was wearing a Black Widow cosplay yesterday, like an out of bag costume, and he met this big donation goal like last week, and So his family came over and they gave him a mullet. So currently he
Oh.
has a mullet. So if you go over there and I'm recommending music and it's a dude in a mullet, do not be alarmed and wait and hear the music. He's really good. So I've been watching a lot of that, and yeah, I can't say enough good things about his whole community is really good too. So that's that. Now into our topic of the day.
Are you
So we're
comfortable
still in a
where
pandemic.
you are? Sorry, my cat has decided that the top of my chest is where she wants to sit.
It's a good shelf.
Yep.
It's a good shelf.
It's soft.
They soft.
That's my
So
cat's favorite place. Ah,
she's about
speaking
to fall
of.
over.
Both of you
We
have cats.
both have cats.
Where's
Okay.
Bagheera? Where's my boy?
I have to concentrate now. Okay.
So when we were having our production meeting, which we do the first Monday of the month, which is why we don't have a show then, folks, we were talking about topics we were going to cover, and that week was when they were starting to have these great big stadium sports events again. Baseball season started, and we have opinions and mixed feelings, and there are things that we're looking forward to doing when it's time, and we thought it was worth discussing.
Outside.
I did find an interesting article about, if it lets me open it, in the New York Times. They have a, and they constantly update it, so I will put this site in the show notes for people, but they keep track of what the stage of reopening different states are at, as per state law anyway. And it's kind of obvious, but interesting when these correlations happen. Like, everybody gets overconfident and
Yeah.
reopens.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I am super, super excited about the thought of going to a Ren Faire. But I'm like, it's gonna be outside. There should be enough distance. I'm gonna have my masks. I just like, and like one of my friends is like, don't forget to do the your 2 weeks after. I'm like, no, that's a good valid point. Thank you. I totally would have forgotten to do that. So
Yeah, I it was funny because you posted that about Ren Faire and thinking about it, and I had literally like an hour before been having that conversation with a friend of mine. Like, I hope we can go to Ren. Can we go to Ren? Please let it be, because ours is not until like the fall, really late in the year. So I am hoping by then. And yeah, everything is kind of outdoors, and it doesn't get, I mean, other than jousting, the crowds aren't generally all packed together. And so that would be easy enough to create some distance. A lot of the CDC recommendations make a lot of sense to me. I mean, I was looking at those, and there's, households, of course, you're already a pod, sit together. But keeping 6 feet between you and other households doesn't seem that difficult to maintain in those scenarios. And that's the recommendations they have for things like stadium seating and other outdoor events as well. And they say that if the safety measures implemented by the sports program do not allow people to remain at least 6 feet apart, people attending sporting events should consider alternate ways of participating in the sporting event. So, I mean, stay remote. But that's not what I'm seeing in these packed stadiums. They're just it. I don't see all the spacing that was going on even, let alone masking. And I understand with the masking, like when you've got a food and a drink, I mean, you can't just keep your mask on the whole time. But outdoors alone isn't enough protection if you're sitting in crowds.
Yeah, I don't know. My personal feelings on it is that it's too soon right now. There's a threshold that we have to reach with vaccination, and it's something like 89% or something like that, before it'll be like super safe. like herd immunity kicking in. That's when herd immunity kicks in, is when, you know, we have immunization of it. Like, I think it was 89%. And we're just not there yet. And I understand that people are like, yay, vaccine, okay, and, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, woo! And it's like, yeah, I get it, but we're still not out of the danger zone yet.
Well, yeah, not only, I mean, have we not reached herd immunity for the percentage of people vaccinated, but we don't know the length of time this immunity lasts yet. Mm-hmm. They're looking at it being maybe 6 months. They're working on boosters and things like that. And today there was a lot of breaking news about India, and India has been producing vaccines. They were exporting them until recently, where they're out of like test tubes, so they can't keep producing them, but they are just having crazy surge. And they're out of vaccines. They have a shortage of testing, but they were vaccinating more than almost anywhere else. But they also had a lot of cases in the beginning. So there's this, it was like 240,000 people reported today, and that's low because they don't even have testing to accommodate. There are people just laying on the floors in hospitals dying because they don't have the equipment. I mean, the same reason we were shutting down everything here, to keep the hospitals from filling up and to, you know, get the people the help they need with the equipment. They're running out of that in India, despite their great vaccination program, because people's immunity from having it is wearing off. And variants are another factor that we don't really know yet. We don't know how well the vaccines are working against variants. There's some data on it, but not a whole lot. Whether or not it works on the variants, but it's mutating so quickly. Like, we need to slow down. And this opening up is, if we don't remain vigilant, it just creates more variants. And if we're creating them faster than we can develop the boosters and test them. Like, we can't keep releasing these vaccines on an emergency basis and think we're going to end up with herd immunity. We have to catch up.
Yeah. So, like, as much as, like, I want to get... I don't want to go anywhere crowded. Like, I would like to go out somewhere, but, like, my idea of going out somewhere is finding, like, a weekday to go to, like, the Tennessee Aquarium when almost no one is there. And just go out, go there with my husband all masked up and just go see the fishies. Because actually, and this is a product of having been in quarantine for so long, is a lot of folks have agoraphobia? Agoraphobia. And I actually, like, we were going to get dinner, we were gonna go to, like, this was a couple weeks ago, but we were gonna get dinner and go sit on the deck because it was Bahama Breeze and they have a big deck where it's all out in the open. And we went on the wrong night, so we ended up not staying because it's like, nope, not doing this. And I was starting to get like heart palpitations from being around so many people, and I'm like, oh, this is an interesting discovery about myself. I'm going to have to reintroduce myself to, like, the populace, I guess.
I get that. Even people like us who get a lot of our socialization have been able to continue it online, which, and I can't imagine not being in this world during the pandemic. But, like, I would still go out to Fourth Creek. That's, like, the local brewery. We go on Thursdays. There's usually hardly anybody there. I've gone and like, well, this is too crowded, and just left a lot. But if I can, you know, sit outside and whatever. So last week one time, I was like, you know, we haven't been to Delaney's, which was another regular spot of ours, since before the shutdown. We just quit going there. It was a very different crowd. A lot of... because BLM was starting up at the time, and a lot of people started congregating there that we wouldn't want to be around anyway, but there's a lot of anti-masks or maskers. We know people that work there and they were getting it. like they had to shut down a little extra. So we just quit going there. And just the way it's set up. Another place we like to go, Red Buffalo, like also just the way it's set up. The place is narrow. Like you can't keep that kind of distance no matter how many chairs they take out to stay at the low capacity. The way people were behaving and, you know, the practical setup was just like, no. But I was like, you know what? Let's stop at Delaney's. Because the owner's a good guy. I mean, he lent me his truck one time when I needed to move some stuff. and so many of our friends worked there and just we didn't see them anymore. I was like, you know what? We had our next vaccine in a couple days. We're at like 80% protected. We can sit out on the patio. It's a slow night. I think it was like a Tuesday or whatever. So we just went and we sat out in the patio away from everybody. And I am fairly extroverted, I thought. And I think I have been affected. Like, I'm an ambivert because, I mean, within a week, I had gone to Fourth Creek and karaoke was going on. And I just sat way in the back away from everybody and was making earrings. And then the next week, I went to Delaney's. I sat out on the patio. And it was it seems like a lot of people, their life didn't change or... Like, it's a really wonderful thing to go back into a group of friends, a social group of acquaintances, and they're like, oh my God, Rob, it's September, we haven't seen you in so long. Hi. And like, nope, still not hugging. but even just, and people were respectful of that because they know I have health issues. I mean, these are people that pitched in when I needed surgery, for God's sake. So everybody would sit away from me. But I was overwhelmed. It was like, there was Bubba, and there was Lauren, and there was Zach, and there was like, people just kept coming and rotating the chairs around us. We were constantly, like that holding court thing that happens socially, which is the way I have always operated. But it was making me anxious. And when we left, I was like emotionally exhausted from behaving normally. With a bunch of people I know, even without a direct, you know, physical threat. It was just like a handful of people outdoors. And I'm like, I'm not used to it anymore. That hypervigilance in the back of my head. Like I'm sitting outside having a beer and no one's touching me, but I feel like I need sanitizer. Like how did this happen?
I saw, it was either like somebody made it in Reddit or something like that. I forget where I saw it, but there was one of like, I know people are worried about the extroverts, but you should be worried about me. You're going to have to lure me out with treats when this is all over. It's just like, I want to go somewhere, but I don't want to be around people. which is really weird. I would love to see my friends. I think I'd be okay with that. It's just like every time I have to go to the store, it's like I don't want anyone to come near me. I'm happy to go out and see all the things that I don't usually see, but don't touch me. Don't come near me.
I bailed on a few hikes. Because I got there and the parking lot was full. Like, the trail was so busy. And that's been pretty consistently fine. I mean, those kind of hikers tend to be pretty good about walking away and around. But
I haven't done anything outside in so long. Like, I miss it. Like... I'm like, I can't go roller skating because that's too much like heavy breathing and doing cardio, and it's indoors, so I can't do that. I feel really uncomfortable doing it outside because I don't have good wheels yet. And there's some groups that I can drive to and meet up with, but I'm still like, I don't even want to think about that until I'm fully vaccinated just to be extra safe because, you know, and I'm just like, I just... I really, really want to go outside.
Even our LARP groups, like we're talking at the earliest, I think, was having an in-person thing in like June or July. And it's like a one day, it was be a one day event in a place that has like air conditioning, so we wouldn't be dying in the heat. But even all of us who are super like, oh, we want to see our LARP friends, it's months away still.
I'm making like the rat in the cage motion because this is
Yeah.
a podcast, nobody else can see it. Because it's just like, I'm just at this stupid war with myself because I'm like, I know, but I'm like, I'm so close, but I can't.
Like I know, like
I ain't head back to even fully vaccinated though. I mean, there are things that I'm gonna keep in place. And I'm glad I'm a little used to that too, because I live in an area that has been mostly opening and opening fairly quickly lately. Governor Cooper kept it as under control as he could, but I'm gonna be continuing to mask, and I don't care if people look at me funny,
Yeah.
No,
because I
mask
mean, I
it. I
could
hope
still spread
everybody
it.
sticks. Mask it is great. It's pollen season. I'm not going outside without masks for
It's
like
pollen season.
5 months.
Also, they keep making these comments of, wow, there's been a really it's the cold and flu has gone down a whole lot this year, and I'm like, you think there's a correlation, maybe?
Right?
Because we're masking and not
Like,
seeing each other.
I'm so tired of stupid people.
yeah, it's really hard to not argue. Like,
I'm just,
it's really
I
hard
have.
to not argue. There was a conspiracy dude on Facebook yesterday, and I mean, because, they're taking our rights away. It's a big plot. Because if you comply with wearing a mask, they're just going to be able to get you to comply with anything. And he posted this chart from somewhere that was like YouGov.com or something. And I was like, it's not a .gov, right? Like, he kept insisting he had this great source. And the chart was just like, only if you don't know how to read data. It was by a marketing company, like, that studies opinions. Like, that's not science. They are marketing bullshit to you because of your stupid opinion. It is not the same thing as, like, it made it, like, if you read it the way he did, which is what they're intending to twist you with, it's as if cases went up when people wore masks, which is outrageously untrue compared to any actual data source. And it's like, so what? What do you think the grand plan is? The government wants us covering our faces so facial recognition software can't, work. And they want you to go into stores and do whatever, illegal thing you want to do, but you always have to be wearing a face covering. Doesn't that seem counterintuitive to them trying to control you? They want you to wear a mask. Like, it's mind-bogglingly stupid. Ugh. Yeah, and the people that insist it's impeding their breathing. I try not to get into that with them, but
I don't want to hear it. I just like it's
you can get
impeding my breathing.
inches away from your mouth.
Unless your doctor tells you that your O2 level is too low, which would mean you'd have to go to the doctor and not just look on WebMD, I don't want to hear it. Put the damn mask on.
Yeah, I
I'm
stay home.
done.
I mean, my
I'm so
autistic
done.
son has tactile issues, and he wears a mask, and now he's going to school full days twice a week. Just fine, never taking it off. And I see other parents like, oh my God, my baby, her ears hurt. She never even gets a break from wearing a mask. Like,
Get ear savers. You can buy them online.
oh, well, I offered her one of the ones we're 3D printing. And she tried something like that, and it got tangled in her kid's hair. She's trying a few things, but I gave up trying to help when she, one of her comments was like, well, we don't ever wear masks unless we absolutely have to, but. I was like, oh.
At that point in the conversation, I'm so done with that kind of logic that by that point in the conversation I'd been like, oh, okay, you're just a plague rat then. I don't want to talk to you.
But when it's like her little, very small, like elementary school girl, and supposedly her ears are like bleeding from it, I'm like, there's got to be an option. You're doing something really wrong there.
Yeah. That means the mask is on too tight.
Like,
we tried now bigger ones. No.
Now you're impeding your child's breath by yourself. That's you. That's on you, not the mask. Can you tell me where my gun level is?
I mean, I see it as an opportunity, too. I've been loving making cool masks. It's like a new accessory for me. I might never stop.
Well, yeah, like, I really enjoy it, and, like, I would love the idea that, like, if people think they might be sick or have a cold, like, just mask wear up. Mask.
Do like they do in China and Japan, like, beforehand. Before COVID, when folks in China and Japan, if they felt they were getting sick, they would put a mask on.
Yeah. The SARS outbreak, others. Really.
For public health, for the safety of others. And I'm just...
Well, we had better preventative and proactive measures in the United States for preventing pandemics from doing this kind of damage here. Like even the SARS outbreak and the old Ebola outbreak. And so our populace never got accustomed to that being a thing you do. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. I mean, especially anybody who's ever had kids in school. Have you ever gone to school? Like colds, flus, all that stuff tears through so fast. And we know this is something that masking can prevent. Anything that is spread by droplets, for God's sake, people. It's not rocket science. And, like, just to, yeah. Yeah. I hope we keep doing it. I want
as someone
to keep
who
reopening.
Is watching all the old Mythbusters things, they did an episode on spreading the common cold.
And how far droplets go and how much of them, like, even if it's just reducing, we're talking about something that's deadly here, for God's sake. So, I mean, I want things to reopen, but I want people to stop being so reactionary. I want governmental entities that have the power to stop caving. Mm-hmm. And I know it's scary for people. And I know this is mentally taxing on us. Being isolated even partially for so long, but we don't have it. I mean, there are people who really, really just could not leave their house all this time. They're in so much danger from it. And if you have to go to the store, masking up shouldn't be too much.
It's like one of my other friends, one of my other coworkers who is also immunocompromised, she got her first and second shot like literally the same days that I did. And she also had a really bad reaction, worse than me, because I actually have a pretty hoss immune system. Which actually might be part of the reason why I got flattened for a bit, because it was overreacting. But she was like, I can't move, I'm so blah, but I'm so happy because I'm going to be, you know, immunized.
Yeah.
I was like, there.
Like, even when immunized is like, it probably won't, it's not going to hospitalize me, is so much to do for so many other people.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the because I kept mine on Friday and I did the math and I'm like, it's 2 weeks out and, like, I could go to a Ren Faire weekend. That it's like, I could go and have mask and just see people and wave at them and meet space.
Although part of me, speaking of like a Ren Faire, because the one near Embers is in fall, I'm like, ooh, maybe I could, you know, do a trip of it, go in the fall to the Ren Faire, also go to the Biltmore House, do both.
Yeah, I'm waiting to, like, I've been wondering when they're going to announce, because They don't believe they have announced yet, right? And I'm following them. Like as soon as I might get season tickets if they actually have it this year because I miss it, and it's a perfect storm of just everything being outside.
Like, I'm excited about the idea that I could go on hikes. Like, I have not gone outside because I've just been so terrified about this, and I
I've been
want
doing
to
some
go.
hiking again, so that's pretty good. Especially, I can go during the day when a lot of people are working, so I
Yeah.
don't have to worry about a crowd most of the time, which is excellent.
I want to go out to there's a place nearish to where I live. It's a little ways out, but it's called Soap Creek, and there's like ruins of like a mill there, and they're all crumbling, and like if you get the picture just right, it looks like you're in front of a castle. So I wanted to go there with one of my friends and do some like photo shoots because like before this happened, she was going like we were going to go out and do a photo shoot of one of my new characters. Obviously, that didn't happen. but she's getting, her second shot soon. I've gotten mine, and next week I'll be, what, it did,
14 days, yeah.
fully vaccinated. Da 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 da. That sound. So like that's something that I'm looking forward to. But again, it's like it's not going to somewhere that's supposed to be crowded. It's just getting out and doing something with somebody I haven't seen in a long time, and even then we're still gonna be, photo distance apart.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to take for things to get back to what used to be normal. I don't know if some things will ever go completely back to normal. I'm sure it'll happen where you're not mandated to wear a mask when you go inside anywhere, but I think we're a good ways from that because their surges keep happening and we still need these answers about how long this immunity lasts. So we need some patience, and taking precautions while we still can helps. I hope that people do that so that maybe you guys can come up and we'll all go to Carolina Renaissance Festival. It's not until October and November. That is plenty of time for us to all get our shit together. I mean, we're getting our shots in March, February, March. A lot of people, and more people are still getting them. So maybe July, August, September, we should know, and hopefully maybe we'll have a booster right before those Ren Fairs start, and that would be awesome. But indoor concerts, I'm finding myself glad that a lot of bands are still canceling tours. They're not ready to have those big indoor crowded events yet. I hope they
MomoCon
can
was
get back to
canceled.
it, but
DragonCon has not.
DragonCon is not canceled yet, but that I think that's because it's that clause that it the Act of God clause. It has to be like 2 months beforehand, which is why we knew in March that MomoCon was canceling again this year. Which I got the lovely little email that was like, "Well, we're gonna roll you over to 2022. See you then." So I have a table for 2022. So there we go.
Yeah, we
More,
want to
even
be
more
able.
time to make stuff.
All the things.
All the things, pockets. I'm going to have pockets at my booth.
So many pockets.
So many pockets.
Well,
But
folks.
yeah, I don't know if DragonCon, they may be waiting to see what it is, because they'll have some time, if they cancel again, they cancel again. It's just that's how it works.
Yeah,
I
there's some
mean, I
cons.
wasn't going anyway, but I was just
If
like a
we
lot
were
of people
gonna,
are excited and
yeah,
doing stuff for prepping for it, and I'm like,
if we were gonna go, we definitely wouldn't be staying downtown. And wow, even just talking about it, I'm getting short of breath thinking about that many people in one space.
yeah, like even the idea of like I usually will just like at this point go for the aquarium, and like I wouldn't even want to go to the aquarium right now for that, like that, 'cause that would still be so many people indoors, and I'm like,
Yeah, there's
I'm
a
just trying to.
GalaxyCon at the beginning of August here, and I don't know if they're going to have that or not. even if they do, I'm not sure how I'll be feeling, if I'll be ready by then. I am planning on traveling to Vegas in July for the Jen's wedding. Mm-hmm. And I hope the plane isn't too crowded. I'm still a little nervous about the plane, but me being vaccinated gives me a lot of... puts me at ease a good bit about that. And I think they're still distancing on planes, at least. So I've got that. I'll mask up and we'll see how that goes. But I don't know if I'm con ready yet.
Well, you know, the one thing that is probably going to change, and it's not necessarily for, you know, the worst, is that I know that I'm going to be doing a lot more of my gaming, like my role-playing games online, like over Zoom, just because, like, I have a couple games right now where I'm gaming with people who live in other states, and that's not something that, you know, really kind of occurred to me before this, was, you know, being able to just kind of game with folks, you know, cross country, you know. So it's like, I think that that's actually a good thing that's kind of evolved out of this. It's a small thing, but, you know, it's gonna keep being that way. And I think that gaming in person, even if your game is in with people that are all near you, that might become like, maybe, you know, you game with them once a month in person and you make it a big thing. Mm-hmm. Instead of it being like, you know, oh, gotta get in the car and go over there every week. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I love having all of my stuff right here when I needed all my books and my things and spreading out all over my desk and my crochet.
I miss snacks, though, with game.
I do miss, like, as far as, like, smaller things, though, I do miss just, like, the Friday get-togethers. Like, I think that's the big thing, where we just sat at like, each other's house and we would have a potluck.
And I will say, though, once we have, like, a small group of us that are all close together that have gotten vaccinated.
Show your card at the door.
I have, like, Gloom and two expansions of Gloom waiting for that card game to play.
Oh, yeah. Like, we've got so many games have come in from, like, Kickstarters that have, like, finally manifested. I'm like, we need people to play these with at some point. You know, limited, less than 10.
That's true.
I'm doing
a Kickstarter where I'm going to be getting a card game in a few months, and damn it! Oh, maybe I should pester Scott Johnson about the Rock Runners Kickstarter. Like, you know, you've reached 8 stretch goals. Maybe you should consider a digital version for the next one, just in case.
Yeah.
Well, remember, folks, you can always chime in by emailing us at geekgrills@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at geekgrills. Let us know how you're feeling about this. Are you ready to participate in all the opening up? Are we, like, just totally paranoid and wrong? Or, you know, if you're struggling with ways and ideas, maybe you'd like to chat with us about our ideas for getting through the pandemic, because it's not over. So what are you most anticipating right now, Linda?
I've got Cat Game coming up on Tuesday, so get to be my adorable little magical cat. making more pockets. I got my pile over there of pockets in Potentia that I shall be making. Maybe finish the chair this weekend? I don't know. It's a possibility. I have to cut out fabric and hope that I have enough, because I've just been using remnants of what I have. So pray for me. Hopefully I have enough fabric to finish the chair.
Cool.
Well, how about you, Ray?
My shot! I get it on Friday! It's gonna be worth going through the freaking physical that I have to do earlier that day. Like, my husband's like, you've got them on the same day. I'm like, one is at 8 a.m., one is at noon. If my physical is taken until, like, 11-something, something is wrong.
I feel like after Ray said my shot, we need to, like, cut in a little tiny... Yep. just like a few seconds of Hamilton.
Right?
Not far away, but shot. Yes. And hopefully we'll have D&D on Wednesday. And I mentioned it before, but I kind of like the idea of making a plague mask for Ren Fair if I do go. Or, you know, when eventually I'll go to a Ren Fair, I will have a plague mask with filtration mask underneath, because I have one of those.
And a little parcel of posies right in the nose.
Of course, I gotta make it smell nice. What about you, Ember?
Well, Rob is playing at the brewery on Friday, so I am looking forward to that. I'm going to listen and play guitar, and there's a new soul food truck there outside, so I can check that out. Hopefully it's good. They generally get good ones. And Rob was telling me just earlier today, I don't know the exact number right now. I really should keep that website up, but we're only like 70K left to get Daisy the Sloth in World of Warcraft, the charity pet. Mm-hmm. So it's really close. We've got until like the end of the month, I believe. So not very long, but I really hope we get it. Like, can some rich person just go dump that money in? Because it'd be a shame for them to have used all those resources to make this thing we want and then not raise the money. And Doctors Without Borders, of course, is a great cause. And I am really, really looking forward to running around Azeroth with the sloth on my back.
Yes.
So remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. Our next one will be on the 26th of April at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And we'll be talking about the Disney experiment.
I don't think it's what anybody thinks that is, but here we go.
It's a teaser.
Well, in addition to the subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons. You are the greatest girlfriends on the internet. You can become a patron at www.patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving a review is free, and it can help our ranking, which helps other people find our podcast. Also, you can join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word.
You most certainly can. So where can we reach you on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name madcap_misc. That's MISC, and you can check out my website store at madcapm.com. I shall put pockets on it soon.
Pockets. You can find me on Instagram under DappleDame and on Twitch as RayIna, where I apparently will just be doing dating sims and maybe Sailor Moon games. That seems to be my niche.
Pigeon dating. Great. I can be reached at 9of12, that's NINEOF2, on Twitter and Twitch, and you can hear me on the Heresy and Hearsay podcast. That'll be on tomorrow night at 7 Eastern. The Jen can be reached at The Jen Says on Twitter, streaming on Twitch at The Jen Plays, and find everything she does at TheJenSays.com, because she owns it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game!
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.